It's interesting, right, that the apostles call out to the Lord. They say, increase our faith. And when do they say this and why do they say this? Because he's just told them about the forgiveness that they are called to live. If your brother wrongs you seven times in one day, forgive him seven times in one day. They say, sounds impossible. We're going to need more faith in order to be able to do that. And what does the Lord say? No, you don't need more faith in order to be able to forgive. If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could do all of these things. You don't need more faith in order to be able to forgive. You simply have to do it. It's not about faith, in one sense. It's about willpower. Now, how do I find that willpower in order to be able to do this? In order to be able to live the way that I'm supposed to live, how do I make sure that my actions align with that? That willpower comes from identity. It comes from knowing who I am. When I have a strong sense of my identity, who I am trying to be, who I am called to be, that makes those choices that I have to encounter and make every day, that makes that easier. If one of you were to come up to me and say, hey, Father, you know, I want to invite you. We're going to go to a seance and then we're going to sacrifice an animal to some pagan god. I'd say, no, thank you. I don't do that. That's not who I am. That's not a difficult choice for me to make. Because it comes from a strong sense of identity. If I know who I am, if I know what I am about, that makes those choices easier. I don't struggle with that. So where does that sense of identity come from? It comes from our relationship with God. Our identity comes from our relationship. Our identity for us as Christians especially comes from that day of our baptism. On that day of baptism, we were given all of the faith that we would ever need on that day of baptism in that sacrament. And we were given that identity. And what is that identity? As beloved sons, as beloved daughters of God. That's our identity. And that identity is caught up in relationship. You cannot be a son or a daughter without a father. And so, when we strengthen that relationship with God, when we try to grow closer to him, when we immerse ourselves in the sacred scriptures, when we immerse ourselves too in the lives of the saints, and we see how it is that they strengthen that relationship with God, and we think about how our relationships in our life, right? Do my relationships with other people, with my friends, in my family, do I have other people with whom I can grow in that relationship with God? When I have that, that relationship strengthens that identity, and from that solid sense of identity, I know who I am and I know how I am to act in the world. Does that make sense? This is a trajectory. We can't do it backwards. If you try to just white knuckle everything through just sheer willpower alone without knowing who you are, without having that grounding in that relationship, we'll fail every time. Think about how many people in this world try to quit smoking or try to quit drinking, right? Because they hang on and they try to say, well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the one. I'm just going to make these choices. But they don't have that sense of identity, and they don't have that grounding of that identity in relationship with others who can help them on that journey. So if we want to forgive, simply, it's a choice that we make. I will forgive. And why will I forgive? Because that is who I am. I'm a person who forgives. And why am I a person who forgives? Because that's the identity given to me by this relationship with the Lord. We hear in the psalm, right, Lord, this is the people that longs to see your face. The more that we grow that longing to see God's face in our hearts and in our lives, that gives us that sense of who we are. That helps us make choices.